Okay, today we're continuing in the first paragraph of Masechta Bikurim, and we're learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So the Mishnah talks about what we just learned about in the last Mishnah, which is that if Bikurim get destroyed, they get ruined, they get stolen, someone takes them in front of your face, before you're able to bring them to Har HaBayis, then you have to bring a second Bikurim. So, Minayim Shuchayv Bachrius Nachshev La Har HaBayis, how do I know that you're chayv for the Achrayus of your Bikurim, that you need to replace them if they get ruined or lost or stolen or Tameh before they make it to the Har HaBayis? Shneamar, because the pasuk says, "Reishis bikurei admascha tavi beis Hashem Elokecha melamed shechayev bachriusim at shiyavi laharabayis." You see clearly in the pasuk that you're responsible for it until it gets to Harabayis. So therefore, if you didn't make it all the way to Harabayis, you need to make sure that you bring bikurim. And then the Mishnah talks about one more case where it's mevi ve'inokari, because that's what we're still focused on. We're still focused on, meaning we set the agenda at the beginning of the parak, that sometimes the person is maybe the curry. Sometimes he's maybe veino curry. Sometimes he's ano maybe kalikur. So we're going through the list with a few tangents, but we're going through the list of those that are maybe veino curry. So now we finish the list. Hare shehevi mi min echad v'kara. If someone brought bikurim from one particular type of fruit and he did mikro bikurim, v'chazer v'hevi mi minacher, and then he brings bikurim that very same year from a different type of fruit, so ano curry. Then he does not say the mikra bikurim a second time. You're supposed to bring bikurim from the shivas haminim, but if you bring, you don't bring all shivas haminim at the same time, you only say the mikra bikurim once, because the pasuk says he gadati hayom. Hayom means dafka that day, and that you're not going to have to do a second hagoda. You're not going to have to do a second mikra bikurim, as the Bar Tanur points out. Lenischa Rabbi Yehuda damer la'el magid v'chozer magid kamash melan demod Rabbi Yehuda dadam echad eno magid. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that your magid v'chazer magid would say that an adam echad, that the same person, is not magid v'chazer magid. Meaning, maybe if I sell my field, the next guy will also have to do mikra bikurim. But if it's still me and I'm just bringing more fruits, then magid ve'eno chazer magid. You do not have to repeat the mikra bikurim. Now Mishnah Yud transitions a little bit, because we've already discussed that the Mishnayos at the beginning already set the agenda, that there are some cases where you don't bring bikurim kalikur. Those were the first few Mishnayos. Then the next few Mishnayos were your mevi ve'inokore. Now we talk about those cases of mevi vikore. Ve'elu mevi'in vikorin. First of all, as far as timing is concerned, if you bring your bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkos, and Mishavas Haminim, and as far as the min is concerned, you bring from one of the Shavuos Haminim Shenishtabach Be'eretz Yisrael, from wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Mi peiros shebaharim, mi tmaros shebamalkim, mi zeis shemen. And it's high quality stuff. It's the peiros that grow in the mountains, and the dates that grow in the valleys, and olives that produce a good amount of oil, and me ever yardain. And this is not that it has to be, but even if it was from ever yardain, even if it's not from Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's from the eastern side of the yardain that we conquered from Sichon and Og, and it was given to Reuven, Gad, v'chatzi shev Menashe. So that is also chayiv in Shumus Maisos and all the other mitzvahs atulis ba'aretz, and therefore it's also subject to mikra bikurim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, that last thing, not sure about that. Ein mevin bikurim ever yardein. We don't bring bikurim from ever yardein. She'ein eretz zavas chalav u'dvash, because it is not an eretz zavas chalav u'dvash, a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And bikurim, the mikra bikurim describes the land as being flowing with milk and honey. The descriptions in the end of Maseches Ksubos, which we just learned in the Daf Yomi, about Eretz Avas Chalav Dvash, is like a serious flowing of milk and honey. And apparently the Ever Yardin didn't have that kind of bracha as far as the Dvash Tamarim and the milk that it flowed with. So Mishnah Tes, to review, Mishnah Tes told us that the limud that we know that if your bikurim gets ruined before you get to Har HaBayis, that you're responsible for it, is the pasuk that says Reishis bikurei admascha tavi beis Hashem Elokecha. And then we said that if you brought one from one min and you were ready kore, and then you bring from another min, you would not be kore a second time. The same person is not mevi v'kore v'chozer v'kore, even if it's a new fruit, if it's new fruits that you're bringing now. And then in Mishnah Yud, we transition to discuss those that are mevi v'korei. So we said the qualifications are, it's got to be the right timing between Shavuos and Sukkos. It's got to be from the Shivas HaMinim. It's got to be from high quality fruits. And machlokas, whether fruits from Eivor HaYarden would also be subject to Mikra Bikurim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Aleph.